JB?
Just one other comment about following patients. When you follow just the MUGA alone and you have a new diagnosis of a heart failure or a dilated cardiomyopathy, one of the things that we always question, in addition to the validity of the number of ejection fraction with MUGA versus echocardiogram, the one thing that would be helpful with this particular individual is doing an echocardiogram, because valvular disease would be another explanation of a diagnosis that could be missed by a MUGA. The MUGA would not give you information about valvular disease and about a number of other issues that can be related to a dilated cardiomyopathy. So as you're going along and you're checking your every 3 months, just as the package insert says, for trastuzumab, and then there's a major change. If you do an echocardiogram, you would be looking for valvular disease and other abnormalities that would more likely exist in an individual below age 40 as an etiology.
Did she have an echo?
Yeah, with the cardiologist. I don't think you could go to a cardiologist these days and not get an echo.
Right. I mean, I assume she did. There was nothing there.